Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What's being done? According to Ratio Christi, their website, when confronted with intellectual challenges to Christianity, many Christian college students will abandon their faith. Secular thought dominates most educational institutions. Christian students are often ridiculed and openly humiliated by students and faculty for believing in God, believing in the Bible and Jesus Christ. Evangelism has declined as a post-Christian culture dominates. Ratio Christi equips believers to have answers to important questions. We have Julie Lowes with us today, and we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. You may have questions, and some of those questions may be answered today, and others may be found at ratiochristi.org, their website, or maybe through some other means. But we're here to remind you that God loves you, that He knows you. Now, whatever you're facing today, whatever challenge, however daunting what lay ahead may seem, there is always hope in Jesus Christ. In Christ who loves you so much, my friend, that He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Julie Lowes, can touch your heart today. Will you open your heart to Jesus Christ? That's our prayer. That's our hope. Julie Lowes is the Director of Prayer and Community Outreach and Involvement for Ratio Christi. It's a campus apologetics ministry. Julie has her certificate in apologetics from Biola University, her cross-examined Instructors Academy certificate, and a bachelor's degree from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And Julie, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me. I'm pleased to be on, and it's great to meet you.
Where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in the state of North Carolina in a town called Durham, North Carolina.
What's Durham known for?
Oh, I would say a long time ago, it was basically known for the tobacco industry and for Duke University. That's the home of Duke, and they also have a pretty good minor league baseball team there called the Durham Bulls.
Mm. So maybe a little basketball rivalry that goes on in that area?
Very much rivalry,
to say the least.
I'm a Tar Heel, and the Blue Devils were right there, so that was a big, big rivalry.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, certainly my parents did. I was very privileged to have a mom and dad, you know, who were good examples to me and raised me going to church. But probably overall, my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, was very much an influence on me in my spiritual life. She was a great woman of faith, kind of quiet, you know, not that demonstrative, but she lived it out in front of me. And she lived a great example of studying her Bible, of being a woman of prayer, and of encouraging others. And she also had a very grateful spirit. And I think that influenced me greatly. And especially in my college years, if I ever just felt like I needed a little extra prayer to get me through the day or a rough week, I could always call on her, and I knew she and her Bible study ladies would be praying for me.
Mm. Music to my ears.
Would you
a grandmother.
Julie, that the seed was planted in terms of the power of prayer, of course, the importance, but the power of prayer in your life at that time?
Absolutely. And, you know, hindsight is a beautiful thing because you can look back and trace the threads of how God has worked in your life when maybe at the moment you really didn't see the things that he was planting. But I see now that her example, the fact also that in college, another young lady and I decided to study prayer together and be prayer partners and hold one another accountable to pray daily and then meet together weekly. God was laying the seeds of a prayer life in me then, which now I use in not only personally and in my family life, but in both ministries that I'm involved with.
I know you and Suzanne have a lot in common mm-hmm. as women of prayer. How did your involvement with Moms in Prayer develop?
That's a really interesting question. And again, it's tracing God's hand in my life. I recall hearing about Moms in Prayer on the Focus on the Family interview that was done back in the early to mid 80s. It's really what kind of got Moms in Prayer on the map as a ministry. And at the time, I was not a mom yet. And Moms in Prayer, in case people don't know, is specifically about moms gathering together to pray specifically for kids and the schools that they attend. So they pray for their kids' life, scripturally and specifically, but they also lift up prayer concerns, the school staff, the school kids, and everything. So you're praying specifically over the realm of education. And when I heard this interview, God just kind of planted a seed in me, and I remember thinking, wow, one day I think that's a ministry that I'm going to want to get involved with. Well, fast forward a little bit, and I have my first child, and he's getting ready to go to kindergarten. And we have decided that we are going to go to public school, and I really felt called to pray for him and his school years and his school. And so I sought out Moms in Prayer. I researched them. I got in touch with them, and before you know it, I became a group leader. I started the group that prayed for my son's elementary school, and I have now been involved with Moms in Prayer for 17 years. I did serve as the Missouri State Coordinator for about 4 years, and now I am the College Group Facilitator, which means that I equip and encourage moms how to continue to pray into those college years and be praying over our students and campuses and professors.
Mm-hmm. What does your oversight as a National College Group Facilitator, what does that entail?
The main thing that I do is that monthly I send out a newsletter to all of the leaders who lead college groups, so moms praying for colleges. I also post this on our Moms in Prayer website, and we have a College Praying Moms Facebook page that anybody is welcome to check out. And in that monthly newsletter, or I call it prayer points, I give usually some type of encouragement or devotional or information about things that are happening on the college campus, our need to pray, our call to prayer, and then I give weekly prayer points that the moms can use to pray specifically for. Because many times, I mean, think about it. When you have kids in, you know, maybe kindergarten through 12th grade, you're probably involved with the school or you know what's going on, you know, issues to pray about, people to pray about, the names of the, you know, the teachers there. But when your child goes off to college, you're really kind of distant from that. So I help give them ideas to pray about that are college issues going on the campuses, ways that we can uplift professors, pray for the departments, and pray for our kids. And it's so neat because my work with Ratio Christi, since Ratio Christi is a campus ministry, that gives me insight, you know, in how to be praying for our campuses and for other campus ministries. And I try to stay very informed about all the different issues that are affecting the college campus.
We've got a couple minutes before we go to break. Give us an example. A specific example of how you communicate with your with mothers, with moms,
okay,
about something that's going on the college campus, and how do you pray?
Well, when I actually started this position, this is now my fifth year doing this. the thing that I saw is that moms who pray for their kids truly are impassioned to do it, and especially the moms that I have met through Moms in Prayer. And we bring a lot of zeal, you know, to those prayers. But I found a verse, and I wish I had it right in front of me. It's in Proverbs, and it's about how our zeal needs to be accompanied with knowledge. So that's kind of what I wanted to bring to this position. So, for instance, I've learned through apologetics the different worldviews that are at war on the college campus. Philosophical naturalism, scientism, materialism, all these isms, and none of them uphold a Christian worldview. So I can inform the moms of some of these, you know, ideologies and deceptive philosophies that are prevalent on our college campus and ask them to pray, you know, that our college Christian students and Christian professors stand strong for truth, that they don't mind, you know, lovingly confronting others about these worldviews, that they would be good witnesses and bring light in the darkness. So that's maybe one example right there. And then, of course, we're having tons of issues on the college campus right now with free speech not being allowed and freedom of religion being squelched. So those are issues right there that we need to be praying for.
Julie Lowe's giving us an example of how it's being done, how she's communicating, how needful, necessary confrontation is being done in the spirit realm in an intellectual environment where very high-minded individuals have strong arguments. But these things are not just matters of, yes, understanding philosophies, yes, understanding worldviews, but here's a spiritual component, a spiritual root, a spiritual foundation that will open people's hearts and their minds supernaturally. When we come back from our break, more from Julie Lowe's. You know, she has had an award-winning career as an advertising copywriter. Well, now she brings those skills to Ratio Christi, the team, where she also helps with communications and public relations. Ratio Christi. You can find out more at ratiochristi.org. And when we come back from our break, well, prayer and community outreach and involvement. What's that like under Julie Lowe's at Ratio Christi? She'll share with us when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Tanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you can check this out, momsinprayer.org. Maybe as a mother, you've been praying for your child all through, since preschool, elementary school, all through high school. You've known what goes on because you're around them. But now they're in college and they've gone away and you don't have that same proximity. And as a result, you don't have that same connectability in terms of information. Well, momsinprayer.org is where you can learn more. And Julie Lowe's is in, well, she's with us today here at our broadcast, sharing heart to heart about her life in ministry as a woman of prayer and a leader there at Moms in Prayer, and also her involvement at Ratio Christi. Ratio Christi is an apologetics ministry. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and Julie Lowe's. Julie, prayer and community outreach, your role there at Ratio Christi, what does that involve?
So that's kind of an interesting question, and let me see if I can answer that. When I came on board with Ratio Christi, I first found out about it when I myself started studying apologetics. And I was listening to podcasts and reading articles, and I kept hearing this new young ministry being mentioned, Ratio Christi, and they helped college students learn how to defend their faith using philosophy and science and religion. And I thought, man, that sounds like a ministry I'd really like to get involved with. And so I got in touch with the president then and happened to tell him about myself, that I had a background in prayer and women's ministry, and I would just love to see if there was some way that I could come on board and help Ratio Christi. And I kind of saw my advertising background maybe as being helpful with that, and I'm kind of a visionary, and I like to get out and inform people and give them resources. So the more we talked, the more he said, we have really been missing sort of an element of prayer for this ministry, and we're also missing an element of reaching out to more women, and especially moms, and letting them know the need for our youth to start being trained in not only just what they believe, but why they believe, and why they can stand firm and confident in their faith. And so one thing led to another, and I was brought on originally as the Director of Prayer and Women's Outreach, just trying to get more people internally, praying for the ministry and providing prayer requests, and also inviting people who loved what we did and wanted to support us somehow, to maybe pray for us as a ministry. And if there are others out there who that interest, we do actually have a page. If they go to the ratiochristi.org website and go to the boosters page, RC Boosters, there is an area on there called Pray. And you could sign up to pray for us, and we can send you prayer requests, and then we try to keep prayer requests also listed there on the website. So that's one way that I help with prayer. And then
I see your picture
on
there, Julie.
Mm-hmm. Cute,
that?
Isn't it?
I see your picture.
Oh.
Teach yourself, train your child, transform the world.
Right, right. And then by being involved with Moms in Prayer, I'm sort of inadvertently also, getting moms across the United States to be praying for our campus ministries, because that's every year we kind of have a different emphasis in our college Moms in Prayer groups. And this year we're praying for all campus ministries and for churches who serve the campus. So that's how I got involved in the prayer aspect with Ratio Christi. And then community outreach and involvement. I myself, when I started finding out the horrifying statistics about how many of our students will walk away from their faith, many are doing this in middle school and high school, but it seems like college many times is sort of, the breaking point. They're away from home. They're not maybe being made to go to church. They're being challenged intellectually with questions about their faith that maybe they've never been confronted with before, and they don't know how to answer them. And they're being, you know, faced with all these different worldviews. So that captivated me, having, you know, two sons of my own who are now in college. And I just felt like it was a message that we needed to get out to the church at large, even showing the need for this, the reason for apologetics, and then appoint them to Ratio Christi as one of the answers that can help with that. Because not only are we a university ministry, we have chapters, you know, universities all over America and actually some international, but we now have a program for high school students called Ratio Christi College Prep. So we're reaching down into the church and helping the church train high schoolers so they can be prepared even before they hit the college campus.
Why is prayer so important in a ministry of apologetics?
You know, that is a great question, and we touched on that a little bit earlier. I was recently even more convicted about this than I had been before. I had read this little book called The Frontline, A Prayer Warrior's Guide to Spiritual Battle, and that's from the National Day of Prayer Task Force. And there's an example in there, I believe it's from Exodus 17, where Moses was on the mountain praying as Joshua and the army were on the front lines in battle against the Amalekites, I believe it was. And what struck me from this example is they made the point in the book that it really takes a tandem effort to engage the enemy on all fronts. And what that meant to me was that we have to be at work, we the church, we parents, you know, whatever, in both the spiritual realm through prayer and at work in the natural realm through providing aid to our youth and our college students in training them in apologetics. So our Christian students, our Christian professors, our campus ministers, they are really on the front lines on campus in those worldview wars. And Ratio Christi is one campus ministry that really kind of has a, I guess you would say, a special ops mission that we shore Christians up in those battles of ideas. So prayer engages the mind, the will, and the emotion, and apologetics have tear down those intellectual strongholds and make people even more willing to be evangelized to. So there's this battle in both the natural and the spiritual, like you referenced earlier, and that's why these two things are so important together. People who are doing apologetics need to approach it with prayer, and people who are praying can pray more strategically when they know some of these issues that we need to be praying for that we're up against.
You see, Suzanne, that's why the president of Ratio Christi brought Julie Lowe's on. The level of articulation that she has is incredible, the way that you've explained
it. Thank you.
Well, and you know, you can just never underestimate the power and the privilege of prayer. Oftentimes you'll hear someone say, well, there's nothing I can do but pray for you. Well, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because if you're praying in line with the Lord our God and the Holy Spirit, that's as powerful as it gets.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, can I mention one thing right here? I just happened to look up on my bulletin board here in my office, and I have a quote from Francis Schaeffer.
Oh, wow.
It's from his book, The God Who Is There, and this is what it says. It says, it's important to remember, first of all, that we cannot separate true apologetics from the work of the Holy Spirit, nor from a living relationship in prayer to the Lord on the part of the Christian. We must understand that eventually the battle is not just against flesh and blood.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you.
So the ministry, Ratio Christi, primarily, I'm thinking this is primarily for students that are at secular universities or colleges, correct?
Actually, we are on Christian university campuses as well, but yes, we are mainly on secular campuses at the university level.
What would the need be for you to be on a Christian campus?
Well, believe it or not, just because a campus says it's Christian
Right.
Doesn't mean that it's necessarily living by a biblical worldview. Mm. And there's going to be students on those campuses that are there who are not believers. So there's, you know, there's a need to train our students. Also, not only does it help them on the college campus, but think about it. The university is where all the future leaders of all the spheres of influence are going to be trained. Education, politics, government, media, entertainment, all of those things. So your future leaders, the better that they can understand the biblical worldview and how to defend it on the campus, they're going to be even more prepared when they go out into their fields, their disciplines, you know, that they've studied for.
Well, and if I could just add, wouldn't it be interesting to see the statistics of how many biblically committed Christians are instructors, even at our Christian mm-hmm. colleges?
Right, and I'm glad you brought that up, Suzanne, because Rashier Crispy has recently started a ministry to Christian professors on the secular campus,
wow.
and it's called RC Prof. And what we are doing is we're trying to find them, identify them, give them community so that they can, mm-hmm. you know, support one another, because they're in a very tenuous situation sometimes, you know,
yes.
and many feel like they can't live out their faith, and we're trying to encourage them to be missional. And I would, if you want to be really encouraged, check out on our website, on the RC Prof page, we have some videos. And they are professors at major universities who are doing videos called Professors as Confessors, where they're talking about both their academic discipline and their faith. And then we also have other videos called Prof Talks, where they're talking about the field of study that they're in and how their biblical worldview helps them see that differently. It's absolutely fascinating.
Wow.
And very encouraging.
Uh-huh.
It surely is. RatioChristi.org. Julie is talking about the RC Prof page, but you could spend a whole bunch of time on this and do so. I would encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be sort of like you said, a special ops need being met. This is very refined when you talk about professors. I think about the ethos on secular campuses, and it can be vacuous from the standpoint of one pervading view. It's tough to stand up and say something or to question something that's already being accepted as normative. And so the support that's needed, I just... high commendation to what Ratio Christi is doing and the work that you're doing. When we come back from our break, let's go further, a little deeper, in fact, on not just prayer and apologetics, but the community outreach that you've been involved in. Julie, let's go further with that. Julie Lowe's. Julie has 17 years of leadership in the Moms in Prayer International Ministry. She currently serves there as the National College Group's facilitator. A background in writing, a background in organizing, and she's putting that to practice in a very, very critical way today. Stay with us. Check out RatioChristi.org.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I'm looking at Ratio Christie's RC Prof. Win their classroom. Here's a quote from Bill Bright. Bill Bright says, if he had it to do, you know, Bill Bright with Crew, Campus Crusade for mm-hmm. Christ, if I had to do it all over again, I would begin with professors. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Julie Lowes is with us today. She's there on staff with Ratio Christi. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Thanks for joining us. Find out more about Ratio Christi at ratiochristi.org and get this program. Maybe you tuned in on the tail end of the last segment. You can get this program in its entirety for free. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get the entire program. Share it with a family member or friend. Julie, I've been looking on the website and I see you're making some good headway there at Purdue University in the Meet Missional Profs. How did you accomplish that?
Well, at Purdue in particular, that is where our current president is located. He's in West Lafayette, Indiana. His name is Dr. Corey Miller. He is a professor himself, and there is a very active Ratio Christi chapter there, and there had been some groundwork already laid before Corey joined us, and so we just had some natural connections with some of the professors there, and it's really taken off. So yes, that is a place that we do have a lot of professors, and also we put on an annual event at Purdue that's called Symposia Christi, and it's usually in February, I think around the weekend of the Super Bowl. And we bring in pretty big name speakers that have at least PhD level and bring to campus. It's a community-wide, campus-wide event where we talk about maybe something that's a little controversial, but bring a Christian worldview to it, bring a scholar, have breakout sessions on it. And I believe they've even got this year's up, it's the supernatural, fact or fiction, or actually I think that was last year's, and then they've done one on the reliability of Scripture. So having a big event like that helps, and our goal is to take those Symposia Christies to other campuses throughout the country.
Have you had any pushback yet?
But because we try to do it with great integrity, at least if you're talking about Symposia Christi, and because we do bring a balanced people to talk on both sides of the issue. I think that has gone over pretty well and has been well respected. If you're talking about have we had pushback on campus from being a campus ministry, you know, who talks about these things, yes, we have. We have, and so have other campus ministries, where actually because of certain rules that maybe a university system might have, that they might not allow us to be a student-recognized organization. So we have had some issues like that and have had to meet off-campus.
Mm-hmm.
Purdue, are there other groundswells in various parts of the country?
Oh, I wish I could speak better to that. I would have to refer you to our director of that, Dr. Larry Baxter. But I know we do have some professors down in Winthrop University, which is in South Carolina, just up over the border there in North Carolina. I've actually met some of the professors from there, and there are others, but that's what comes to mind right now.
What a great work there, you know, on campus, and then, of mm-hmm. course, available in the online that reaches so many more. What expansion and what availability you have there, Rashu Christie. How has your journalistic background been integrated in your current ministry?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
How has your journalistic background been integrated in your current ministry?
My generalistic?
Journalistic.
Oh, journalistic. Sorry, so sorry. I guess it's we're talking across a long ways here. That, you know,
I
my
mumble
journalism
sometimes.
Background. Yeah, no, that's fine. My journalism degree actually ended up being specifically in advertising, and I became a writer. So I wrote for different advertising agencies, both on the consumer side, on business to business, and at, on the corporate side. So I kind of hit it from all angles. And I think where that has helped me most greatly, and the way that I have been able to help the ministry by bringing that to it, is not a lot of apologists think that way. You know, they don't think promotionally, or they don't think about networking, or they don't think about, you know, how can we bring these different resources together. So I can help do that and kind of be a little more visionary, brainstorm, think of ways that we can partner with other people, and also be able to write some of the things that we need on our website with more of a promotional, you know, bent to them, or a marketing bent, and not just, you know, straight apologetic. So there's room for both of those. And hopefully my skills and talents, you know, complement what we're trying to do on a national level to get the word out about Rashio Christie. Because as campus ministries go, we're still very young. We're only about 6 years old.
Wow.
And
mm-hmm.
by the grace of God, we have had incredible growth in that time.
Incredible. On a personal note, of course, this is all mm-hmm. personal, yes, what you're doing and how involved you are, how you've given your heart to what you do. But from the standpoint of connecting in a more personal way with our listeners,
mm-hmm.
Julie, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Wow. I would say one of the greatest things that I've learned that actually was strengthened through Moms in Prayer that has helped me in difficult times is when we learn how to praise God. And in Moms in Prayer, the prayer hour that we have starts with a time of praise. And in that praise time, we are speaking back to God praises to Him about who He is, His characteristics, not the things He's done, not the requests that we have of Him, but just praising Him for who He is. And when you start studying those attributes of God, it builds your trust in Him, it builds your confidence in Him, and when you experience tough times, you can rely on His nature, you know, His unchangeableness, His faithfulness, the fact that He is truth, that He is wisdom, He is provider, He is healer, He is sovereign. I mean, just all those different characteristics. Each week in Moms in Prayer, we choose one characteristic to focus on in God. And that has grown me, and it has helped me when I have difficult times. I have had a horrific death of a grandfather. I have had two babies lost to miscarriage. I had a mom who died at age 53 of horrible brain cancer. Mm-hmm. I've had a son who was very sick 4 years ago, and we didn't know if he was going to lose his sight or lose his life. I mean, so definitely there have been hard times in my life, and I've been able to go back and, you know, pray to God because of the characteristics I know about him to be true, and that I can count on him.
What happened in those moments, just life-shattering moments that you just described, and you just mentioned them. You didn't even go into detail, but life-shattering mm-hmm. moments when you praised God, when you applied what you do, and you so-called prescribe in Moms in Prayer. How did it affect you personally? Praise.
Hmm. I would say it brings a sense of peace. You may be panicked, you know, on the surface, but underneath there is sort of an abiding peace that I know, a person knows is only from God, you know, as described, that peace that passes understanding. At times, I remember when my son was so sick in the hospital, I was just so distraught, and my mind wanted to go to all the worst things that could happen, but I knew, you know, that was one of Satan's tactics, and that if I could praise him, that would scare Satan away. And at that point, the only thing that I was capable of doing was just singing the line from the song, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know." That's all I could get out. But just saying that over and over to myself helped me get through that. And then I will also share this. I will never forget this. The bonds that are made in Moms in Prayer groups are just incredible.
Yes.
You know, when moms come together weekly, shoulder to shoulder, bringing the burdens of their kids before the Lord and hearing another mom pray for your mom, your child mm-hmm. in ways that you can't, and you know they are being led by the Spirit. It's just incredible. Well, at one point during my son's illness, I was almost, you know, inconsolable. And a dear friend who was a fellow Moms in Prayer mom called me. I was still in the ICU with my son. And she said, "Julie, may I pray for you?" And she began praying over me. And in that ICU room, I dropped to my knees. The tears were just streaming from my face as I held the phone to my ear. And it was like a balm just pouring over me, healing me and giving me peace and comfort. And I have never, ever forgotten that.
Julie Lowe's. Oh, Julie, we so greatly appreciate your open-heartedness, your transparency, and your ministry of encouragement. When we come back in our final segment, Julie, maybe if you could, a favorite scripture and also a word to someone right now who may be going through a really challenging time. And of course, we can't have you, a woman of prayer, on our show without having you pray for our dear listener today. When we come back from our break, more from Julie Lowe's. Julie, could you do that? Could you pray when we return?
Sure. Yeah.
Julie Lowe's. Find out more about her incredible ministry, RatioChristi.org. You say, "Danny, what about prayer?" Her prayer ministry, well, MomsInPrayer.org. Julie Lowe's, a woman of grace, a woman of faith, a woman of prayer. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Julie Lowe sees herself as an ambassador for prayer and apologetics, as a way to fuel revival on the college campus, and she is indeed doing just that. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Find out more about Julie at ratiochristi.org. Ratio Christi, R-A-T-I-O-C-H-R-I-S-T-I, ratiochristi.org. Julie, what's your favorite scripture verse?
Hard to narrow them down, but I would say probably my favorite one is John 17:17. And it reads, I have an NSAB here in front of me, "Sanctify them in the truth, thy word is truth." And all scripture should be read in context. We might not have the time now, but I would encourage people to look up verses 13 through 21 to see that verse in context. That's my favorite, and probably my second favorite because of how it relates to the work I do right now, especially with Ratio Christi, is in Matthew, 22:37. And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." And a lot of times we forget that our faith involves our mind. It's a reasonable faith, and we need to engage that in all aspects of our faith.
What would you say to someone going through a tough time right now?
I would say that find the Word of God, find the Bible, and read it. It is God's letter to us. He will speak to you through the pages of that Bible. Learn, look up, get a book. There's some really good books about the attributes of God, and learn about who He is, His characteristics. Study those and learn who God is and how He wants to be real and active in your life. And then trust Him, rely on Him. Things aren't always going to be rosy, but He will be there with you even in the tough times to see you through.
Julie, I'd like for you to pray. Pray for our listener right now. They may be going through a really rough time in their own life, but it may be a mom who is concerned about their child. You can go into detail about what that is because you have lived lived it, you and Suzanne. But could you pray right now? Lead them and lead us in a time of prayer, please.
Sure. Sure. Heavenly Father, we come before you praising you that you are our Heavenly Father. And Lord, as much as you love us, as much as we love our own children, you love them even more. And so I pray especially for moms or parents who may be struggling right now with the situation with their own child, that they would be able to trust the love that you have for their child, even if they can't be with them. And Father, we confess that many times we try to take things into our own hands. We want to be in control. Lord, forgive us of that and help us as moms or as parents to trust you more in our parenting and in the way that you desire to work in our children's lives. Father, we thank you that we know through your word and through experience that you are present, that you are real, that you are the God who hears and answers our prayers, and that you care greatly and mightily for our children. And Lord, you know that my heart is tender towards our kids on the college campus, and especially our Christian students who walk among those the secular philosophies that they have to fight. So, Lord, we ask you on behalf of our children, I ask that you would raise up moms and dads, that you would raise up the church to care about the college campus, to realize that we have a biblical mandate to care for that part of the body of Christ, that we should not forget them when they go off to college. We have a historical mandate to pray for them. When we look at the way the church impacted the college campus back in the founding of our very own country. And Lord, we have a cultural mandate that the way the world is going, if we don't pray for our college students to stand firm in their faith, as it is said, as the colleges go, so goes the nation. So Lord, we come before you asking for revival in our own hearts, in the hearts of our children, and on our campuses. Lord, stir up the campus again. Bring about another great awakening and a revival so that we can transform culture through the future leaders that we have. Lord, you have done it before, and you can do it again. You are the God who is the same yesterday and today. We trust you, Father, and we love you, and we ask for you to be at work in our lives, but especially on the college campus. We ask this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Julie, how did your son tell us about his healing?
God was very gracious through many, many prayers. People all over the country were praying for him. He had a blood clot behind his eye that was caused by what was called pansinusitis. It was a sinus infection that went throughout his head and was beginning to encroach on his brain. And through the prayers of many people and through an incredible medical team that he gave us, who definitely God used as his instrument, they consulted from many different disciplines on how to treat him. And through their wisdom, their discernment, through the use of modern medicine, through prayer, and through determination, God used all of those different ways to heal my son, and his vision is perfect now. It is not has not been compromised in the least, and of course he is alive and well, and he realizes that God, you know, really reached out and saved him from a very, very scary situation.
What are some of the initiatives for Ratio Christi in the next, say, 3 to 5 years? 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, continued growth for sure. We would love to have chapters on every campus in America, so we've got a long way to go at that. Expanding the Ratio Christi Prof ministry so that we can support more Christian professors. Reaching down to the middle school and high school level and beginning that training even sooner, and getting the church on board with apologetics training and realizing that this is a key part of discipleship. It should be something where in 1 Peter 3:15, we're all called to be able to give a reason for the hope that is within us. We've got some other great ministries, Mama Bear Apologetics. If there's women who want to learn more about apologetics, that's an affiliate of ours. You can link to them on our website. We have a great, we have been gifted with some great Old Testament scrolls, and we are taking those to churches and college campuses to show how God's Word has been preserved throughout time. And we kind of have an initiative called the Youth Exodus Project, where we're trying to let people know about the need for the solutions to the problem of our kids leaving the church and the need for both orthodoxy and orthopraxy, if you would say. So right doctrine and right practice.
Many ministries, specialized ministries being spawned there at Ratio Christi. Since we're on the list of ministries, well, tell us about Poached Egg, the Poached Egg ministry.
Yes. The Poached Egg is an affiliate ministry of ours. It is the best website, in my opinion, and many others, to go to get the best articles about different topics in apologetics. It's sort of like an amalgamation of all the different articles that are out there, and you can link to it through Ratio Christi and research pretty much any subject you want to and find some of the greatest writers in the field of apologetics writing on those issues.
Julie, you've just given us a wealth of information and so many wonderful directions to go. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and I just want to do what I feel God has called me to do, and He's so beautifully knit together prayer and apologetics in my life, and I think it's interesting to be able to share with others how important both of those things are for us personally and for our youth.
For our listeners, real quick, explain apologetics very quickly, please.
It just means to give a defense, to give a defense for what you believe. It's not about being argumentative, but giving a reasoned argument for what you believe. And at Ratio Christi, we use things like philosophy, science, history, architecture, different things, reasonable ways that you can understand the Christian faith and why it's true.
Thank you.
So instead of someone who may be thinking, well, is it the art of saying sorry?
Right.
It's not that right.
Thank you, Danny.
Yes.
We've enjoyed you. Julie, thank you again for being with us. You've been a joy.
Well, what a blessing to be able to share, and thank you for the ministry that you two do as well.
God bless you.
Encouraging and heartfelt insights from Julie Lowe's. Find out more at ratiochristi.org. My friend, you know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Colossians 4:6, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Julie Lowe's at ratiochristi.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.